She stood up straight and got red, then white, reminding me suddenly of the fat man from the bridge. "Make your move, Pudding," I added. Her trembling was no longer the good trembling, but from fury against things women hate, like pointing out the obvious and laughing. She turned, after a long hateful look, and stalked stiffly away. Her drink trailed liquid unnoticed on her white knuckles. Across the terrace, Holly stood red-faced himself, all but shouting at a crowd of younger scholar types. Whatever it was that he was for, he was really for it. The younger folk looked hesitant, but were smart enough not to buck the boss. The older folk had extended the nodding outside, mumbling echoes of his more vociferous remarks. As I reached the edge of the crowd, faces turned in my direction. Holly noticed this and followed suit. He looked embarrassed suddenly at his own intensity. He slipped out an arm to me as if for corroboration.
"Jack," he began. "Jack Crow, what do you think about fighting the ant war?"
Uh-oh. I froze. Holly did too, along with everyone else.
"Not tonight," I blurted into the silence and added a punctuating burp.
Everyone laughed, hooting and hollering. I relaxed my suddenly taut shoulders and smiled. I had gotten away with it. I dragged through the rest of the evening by drinking too much and, when absolutely necessary, relying on my store of meaningless but expected Jack Crowisms. Fortunately enough, the mood of this gathering was more inclined toward performance than most. No long silences while fat drunks awaited an exhibition of the real private me. Instead, they took turns flashing their lore. I learned from a biochemist the reason he and many others continued to prefer the old-fashioned and acidic spirits over the physiologically harmless syntho.
"Scotch and such is, chemically, mind you, a better drunk," he assured me.
I learned from an ecological paleontologist the name, easily a meter long, of the local disease responsible for sanction having fish, insects, and rodents, but not reptiles, birds, or amphibians. I learned from an apparent score of local ranchers the difficulties of breeding herds from embryos. The immigrants, meaning, of course, the newly arrived low-rent city folk, as opposed to the newly arrived high-class country folk, had so far managed to both steal and eat almost everything old enough to graze. I learned from an assistant statistical historian, one of Holly's aides apparently, that not one person associated with the project, from the scientists currently staffing it to the scientists who had initially authorized it, had managed to grasp the director's theories. No one else was smart enough to really follow it. But they were, all of them, smart enough to know that Hollis Ware was smart enough. Or something. Then it was over, and I was shown to my suite. I peeled out of everything, took aim at the bed, and somebody tap-tapped on my door. Karen stood swaying, so blonde and precious I could taste her skin. She took a deep breath.
"All right," she whispered. "No dancing."
"You mean fucking?" I asked cruelly. She bit her lip. Her eyes were shining. She nodded. I pulled her in and slammed the door.